Good morning.
Welcome to us.
Welcome to us.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That's us.
Hey, welcome to the 6 o'clock hour. Wake up. Officially, some of you are going to school. I saw Instagram photos.
Speaking of school, Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque,
I knew
guys.
It.
Welcome to Static Radio at 6 o'clock in the morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic, dear friend. How are you?
Anyways,
How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a long time no talk, huh?
I know.
Yeah, I'm ending the school right now, so I thought I'd give you guys...
Hey, can I let you in on a small secret, Matthew?
Sure, go ahead.
It's very small, but I don't want you to freak out. Everything Steve-O says isn't funny.
Really?
No, seriously. Sometimes he wants to be serious with you and ask you a question.
Also, don't want to freak you out, but have you heard of the underlying secret that's going around that everything's changing on Monday?
No, I haven't heard.
Yeah, on Static Radio, pretty much everything.
Rumor has it, everything's changing on Monday.
Yeah.
So what's changing, guys?
We can't tell you. It's a rumor.
I don't know.
It's just a rumor.
It's just what's going around right now. That's what I've heard.
That's pretty cool.
Just want
to
prepare
your heart. I'm on my bus right now. I'm with my driver here. She says hi, guys.
Hi, bus driver.
Yeah. Hey, say hello. Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, Steve-O, I went to my orientation at school yesterday. It went excellent. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I have a new T-shirt. It's on Instagram. You guys probably have seen.
Probably. Somewhere.
Yeah, it's called a blackout T-shirt, and I don't know if you guys have heard this. The Volcano Vista High School motto is, it's always great to be a Hawk, since their high school mascot's a Hawk, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's our motto, and then again, they have, you know, other things where they have, this is what they live by. It's called SOAR, Safety, Organization, Achievement, and Respect. That's what they live by.
Right.
So, anyways, can you guys play a song for me this morning?
Yes.
This morning, I want some House of Gold by 21 Pilots, and I want to put that out to my school bus driver, Judy.
Yeah, Judy.
Yeah.
We'll do that for you, buddy.
Love you.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
First day of high school for him.
First day of high school. You
and
know
he
what?
Has, like, he, you know when you get a new job and they're like, we want you to memorize the motto? We want you to memorize what we stand? He's got that.
He's got that, which is curious because I don't understand how he memorizes anything when he doesn't listen to anyone.
Oh, that was something he did on his own.
Man!
It's like, no. Matthew, how are you?
I wonder how it's going to go, like, today at this first class when his teacher's like, Matthew, what is the blah, 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 blah? And he's going to go, okay.
So, anyway.
So, can I hear some 21 Pilots? What? No, Matthew. What is the... Right. Okay. So...
He's pretty fantastic. His first day of high school happening today.
We're all watching this kid grow up together.
We are. Well, hearing, actually. There's no watching involved.
He's the collective child of Static Morning Show.
Yeah. He is.
Interesting.
Yep.
We got a great show today. It is New Music Tuesday. Tons of great new music. I just got a package of CDs.
And now we have more music.
It's perfect for New Music Tuesday. I'm stoked. The brand new Digital Age, which comes out today, actually.
Today is its release. Actually, they were here on Sunday playing at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater, and they were calling it their CD release party.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what?
I was so bummed.
I'm here for that. Woo! Because they may or may not have been selling it at
their
CD
that's what
party.
I heard! I missed out on all the fun. That's okay.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news! A study is credited higher cigarette taxes for a decrease in binge drinking among male smokers. 22% of men drank less overall in states that implemented higher cigarette taxes?
Wow.
I say that with a question mark because I'm so confused by it.
Well, they did only poll people down in the central area at 2 a.m. So that was the answer.
So it's like, whoa, you're raising cigarette taxes.
What, bro?
I'm not going to be able to drink anymore.
Shh. No way. I'm out. I don't know. Where did that come from?
I don't, a study, just some random study.
Some random study from a dude on Central.
Yes.
You're welcome,
Can
America.
Can I reread it? A study is crediting higher cigarette taxes for a decrease in binge drinking.
I guess.
Among male smokers?
Hey, if we can credit anything for less drinking, then so be it. Are you kidding me? We could use some less of that. I was coming home from baseball practice yesterday. It was first day of the season, which, by the way, gives me an opportunity to play the song.
Oh, my gosh.
Jack and Luke started fall ball yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy wet on the roads. It was raining.
Mm-hmm.
It was pouring. And coach was like, hey, it's baseball. Get out there.
Yeah.
So they practiced. And we were leaving, though. This totally has to do with your story somehow,
obviously.
Even though it doesn't. I just really wanted to tell it. We're driving home, and we see one cop car, lights, like, okay. It's like towards the center median area. Don't know what's going on exactly. And as we pull closer, we realize, dude, there's a car in the center median sideways, and a tree has been totally flipped out of the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was insane. I have no idea how it happened because there was no other cars.
Did you get out?
There was a police car there,
okay.
And there was already a tow truck. So we missed everything. There, nobody was in the... And it was a Mercedes that had this little, like, two-seater Mercedes that had somehow spun around, hit the median, flipped, took out a tree, flipped the tree out of the ground, and somehow landed back on its wheels, on its tires. But it was just, like, mangled. It looked like something out of Transformers.
Gosh.
Yeah. And so we saw that, and we slowed down, and I was just like, see, boys? See? That's why you don't drink, guys. Ever. Ever. I was just trying to tie it back to drinking. I didn't really
say
that.
Say that.
No,
at all.
I didn't. I was just like, whoa! That's crazy! So, it's also like 7 p.m. There's no way. Well, no, I guess there is a way. But
it was raining
it
in
was
New
raining.
Mexico.
Yeah.
When people freak out.
That one. I mean, it was like the gnarliest thing I'd ever seen. But
wow.
Nobody was there, and the police were just, you know.
Was the tree like uprooted or just like broken half?
Oh, yeah, totally like uprooted.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it somehow spun around, probably hit the base of the tree, and then maybe flipped over back onto its wheels.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah!
Binge drinking.
Yeah, that's probably not.
I was just trying to tie it back to my
story.
Yeah,
exactly.
Again.
Okay, sorry.
Breaking news. An artist in Montreal used poop to paint a portrait of Superior Court Judge Claudine Ray because the judge dismissed a lawsuit he filed. When cops told him to see a shrink, he complained that they were trying to censor him.
Oh, man.
I think we've lost it. Like, as human beings,
yeah.
Lost it.
Yeah. I don't... Ugh. Like, I started to try and think about the story for real.
Yep.
And
nope.
I can't.
It's so, like...
A dude really painted a picture with
feces.
Of a Supreme Court judge.
Which means he had to
I'm
touch
surprised
it.
He wasn't, like, arrested. That's...
I would have been like, you get 20 years for that, actually.
That's... Dude, we had a judge yesterday... Talking about making a woman change her baby's name just because
she didn't
the
like
judge
the
didn't
name.
Feel like that baby name fit with that baby because the mom named the baby Messiah.
And that's a title, not a name.
And that's a title for Jesus Christ only, and therefore you got to change a baby name. I'm wondering what's going to happen when this judge finds out somebody painted a picture of them.
Lose it? I've seen Judge Judy. She goes crazy. Breaking news. Fashion designer... Leah Workman has created wacky wigs for dogs and cats to turn them into pop princesses.
Stop. No, no. Don't even finish this. I don't even want to hear the rest of the story. Oh, come on.
Breaking news. Fashion designer Leah Workman has created wacky wigs for dogs and cats that turn them into pop princesses. The wigs are modeled after the hairstyles of celebrities, including... Katy Perry, Britney Spears, and Dolly Parton. But the most popular of them all is the Lady Gaga hairpiece. However, but like, have you seen Britney Spears' hair lately? It's just like a middle part with a terrible, like, she like bleached her hair blonde, but it's like her roots are disgusting. Like, they're really...
Who are you?
I saw that
Why
one show that she was
me
on.
About this? You know I'm a dude,
What show
right?
was she just on?
I don't know. You're talking to the wrong person.
I don't know what show she was just on, but I'm like, oh, Britney, let's go ahead and fix that hair for. But like, If that's what they're making the wig out of.
I gotta go lie down.
If the wig looks like that, I'm like, I don't want that one for my dog.
Are
I'm not gonna put them through that.
Pop princesses? P-A-W-P? Huh? Pop?
We need to contact them immediately. Because princesses? That is amazing.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go find them and be like, you should reconsider spelling this.
Dude, they just need to get some good marketing people on their side. I.e. me. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I came up with that in 7 seconds. It's already better than their idea.
Yeah. Breaking news. A casino paid the wrong guy on Saturday. The Horseshoe Casino in Cincinnati awarded a man named Kevin Lewis a cool $1 million.
Oh my gosh.
Then, after it was too late for takebacks, they realized that they had paid the wrong guy the money. The casino opens its March with promoting itself with a drawing called the 3 Million Summer Giveaway. They have three drawings, and the three winners each get $1 million. Needless to say, the Ohio State Gaming Commission is investigating to find out what went wrong, but the players didn't do anything underhanded. A Horseshoe spokesman admitted that the casino made a mistake. The men had the same name and were about the same age, lived in the same city, and apparently shared some other identifying information that caused the confusion.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Like, hey, did anybody named Michelle win this? No, not today? Okay, well, I'll be back tomorrow.
How does that... Okay.
The man I wrongly identified as the winner had already accepted the prize and met with the media to talk about his win by the time the casino figured it out.
Wow. That's like Ocean's 11 style. What's going to happen to the dude who really legitimately won?
Horseshoe did the right thing and awarded a $1 million prize to each of the men.
Wow. Ooh. Is that really the right thing? I mean, is that really the right thing?
I feel like the other Kevin Lewis, the wrong Kevin Lewis, has some apologizing to do.
Or maybe he just deserved it because his name's Kevin Lewis and he had to endure that for, I don't know.
I feel like he was being tricksy. He was being a bit tricksy.
He probably was being a bit tricksy.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, yeah!
Welcome.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You know, when you're getting close to something and you're like revving up for something new and crazy, you get kind of like antsy.
Yeah, kind of like, well, you know what? Yeah, go ahead.
That's how I'm feeling.
You know,
I don't want to call it short-timer syndrome because it's not short-timer syndrome.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Short-timer syndrome?
Yeah.
That's when you're like, you know you're leaving your job forever starting Monday.
Oh, so you have...
So you have like short-timers, so you're just like...
It's called like senioritis.
Right. Or short-timer syndrome. People are freaking out. So birthdays! I'm just really excited.
For 2014.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's only 140 days till 2014.
Woo!
Yes.
Am I invited to this party of yours?
I'm not having a party.
Steve-O.
Oh, you're talking to me? No.
Okay, cool.
We probably won't be friends by then.
I'll be there. Everything is changing.
Everything happening around here. You know.
I know. People are like throwing up in the car right now. They're freaking out.
I can't wait till Monday. It's okay.
Okay.
All righty. Ready?
Yes.
Let's jump right into this. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday, 8-bit Nintendo track and field video game.
Welcome to Valhalla.
Ooh.
Or Pebble Beach.
Oh. I'm like, Valhalla? That's like a place where Thor goes.
It's golf. It's golf.
What is that?
Pretty much this guy hitting a golf ball as hard as he can.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's David Faraday's birthday. If you have Tiger Woods, I don't know which one it was, probably like 2010, where he's like, oh, it looks like he's hit it in the spinach.
Oh, that guy.
Yep.
I watched this Sunday, by the way.
Okay.
I thought my family was going to strangle me.
Yeah.
But,
why are we watching?
You watched the PGA Championship?
I watched the championship round because I'm like, Furyk!
I was actually rooting for Jim Furyk. Did you know Duffner, who won, is self-taught?
Wow.
He was a walk-on in college.
This, like, kid won. Well, to me, he was a kid.
Really?
He's probably close to 30, isn't he?
Yeah.
In his 20s? I don't know.
What's his name?
Duffner.
Duffner.
The one
that
won?
After that, I saw, like, Marsh and all these dudes posting Duffnering photos.
What is that?
They were all just like sitting down with their arms out, and I didn't understand.
But get this. Get this. In the last year or so, now a year ago from this April, Bubba Watson won the Masters.
Okay.
Did I just pull a Matthew?
No.
Okay.
No, she just looked up Duffnering.
Oh, okay. Self-taught Bubba Watson, Masters champ, self-taught Duffner. People are going to stop using coaches.
Yeah.
He's 36.
He's 36?
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah. This guy's old.
Oh, for golf, he's actually... Phil Mickelson has won, like, most of his majors between the ages of 33 and 43. So... That's prime time.
Does Duffner just sit weird?
I guess, bro. I don't know. There's a new thing called Duffnering. We got shots of Rory doing it, Bubba Watson doing it, all these different...
Well, it's
Luke Donald, and they're all just kind of like sitting there with their
like
arms
slump
at their sides.
It's
like
David
slumped.
Faraday's birthday.
Hey, David Faraday.
And he's got to be like 58.
Oh, he's 62.
55.
Ah. Dang it.
All right, let's move on. It's not even Duffner's birthday. He's getting all these props, man.
He just won a major.
Yeah, he did. PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Prince Harry.
Prince William.
Nope.
Prince?
No.
Charles.
No. Gold medal speed skater, Shawnee Davis.
Of course.
Of course, Shawnee Davis.
28.
31.
Damn. Oh, so close.
Not really.
I was the same. We were the same.
No, you were 2 years off. I was 3.
All right. So from...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This guy plays Roger Sterling on Mad Men.
Never seen it.
He also played in Iron Man 2 as Tony Stark's father.
Oh, yes.
I tried.
It's a gray-haired guy from Mad Men.
I tried watching Mad Men. Can't. So boring.
I'm excited for August 24th because Mitch is watching my boys that night, and it's going to be a Marvel movie marathon of every Marvel movie she's never seen.
It's true.
Cool.
I can't wait for you to see the Iron Man movies.
See all of the Iron Man movies.
That's what's happening.
It's John Slattery's birthday.
He is 56.
He is 60.
He's actually 51. Would it have helped if I played Iron Man like that?
No.
But
that's from Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, hey, golf clap.
Yeah, actually, it's a
Duffner.
Mambo number five.
Oh.
The dude that sang Mambo number five, it's Jessica's birthday.
Nope.
It's Maria's birthday.
It's Patty's birthday.
Former Cuban
Monica's
leader
birthday.
Fidel Castro is celebrating a birthday today.
Four,
how are we supposed to give Fidel Castro's birthday out of Mambo number five?
This is Cuban music. Hello.
Of course.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Mambo.
Fidel Castro is apparently alive.
76?
So, wow.
I didn't know. I don't know.
Moriarty Public Schools.
History class, second
Moriarty
period.
Moriarty Public
day,
Schools. All
I fell
I've got
asleep.
To say.
I fell asleep.
Wait,
oh,
what did I say?
Man.
You've already confused me.
76, I think.
You watch the news all the time.
Maybe I said 72. 72.
76.
Or 87.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we finish that song?
No.
And actually, neither one of you probably have ever seen the show that made Valerie Bertinelli famous. And actually, Phillips was the, forget her first name, what played her sister on the show.
Wilson Phillips.
No, it was that family, though.
Right.
She's one of the kids from the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, Wilson Phillips.
No, it wasn't Wilson Phillips.
Yeah, she was such a great person.
Stop it. So it's actually the guy who played the Super on One Day at a Time. His name is Pat Harrington Jr. He played Dwayne Schneider.
63.
71.
84.
Of course.
Dang it.
Wow, you guys.
No,
really,
I don't even know who we're talking
really
about.
Really bad at
exactly.
This. Well, yeah, I mean, you weren't even around at all, like when One Day at a Time was out, right?
Yeah. Hold on for one more day.
One.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Dr. Jocelyn Elders, the 15th Surgeon General of the United States.
Oh, cool. What are we up to now?
What do you mean?
How many are, she's the current one?
Oh, yeah, I keep track of that.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is the current Surgeon General?
I doubt
General?
It.
Oh, okay. 89. 79. 80. Dang it. You were so close.
So our next birthday is, I don't know if he's more popular for television or for his wrestling and boxing and celebrity matches.
George
Jose
Foreman.
Canseco.
No, no, he did fight Jose.
George Foreman.
No, he actually.
Buster Douglas.
Mike Tyson.
Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, Danny from the Partridge Family.
Remember the crazy redhead.
Or redheaded guy.
Ah. I don't know how old he is.
52.
He fought Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch, the guy who played Greg.
Really?
Beat the snot out of him, I guess.
Wow. Brady Bunch. So 60.
What'd you say, Steve-O?
50. What did I say?
Two?
I don't remember.
54.
Ah, I said 54!
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Pretty much didn't. You guys ever watched The Partridge Family?
No.
Okay, well, then
are you kidding?
That. Why?
I don't know. I was just a Brady's kind of guy.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
It was like West Side Story. There was like two rival gangs, and one was the Partridge Family, and one was the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Air conditioner just came on.
So yeah. From Entourage, Hawthorne, and Goodfellas, Debbie Mazur. Mazur?
51.
56.
49. You guys got no birthdays today.
That's we did actually.
Zero.
We still have a few more.
Yeah, we have one to get.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Travis.
Travo.
Oh, it's Travo?
Sorry. Travis.
He wanted to do a birthday shout out for his baby boy who was born at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mom and baby
birthday.
Yes, mom and baby are doing well.
Nice. Hey, we forgot a birthday yesterday.
Did we? Yesterday?
Yeah. Who's yeah, staff day? Member.
Oh.
Ralph Torres celebrated a birthday yesterday.
No way.
Ralph.
Not to be confused with Ralph Macchio.
You gotta love Ralph.
They look very similar.
No, they don't.
They really do.
They actually don't.
Yeah, if you close your eyes and squint really hard.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
Okay, on this date? On this date? In what year? Right?
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
On this date in what year?
Did the original Halloween come out?
Was movie director Alfred Hitchcock born in London?
Oh, okay, man. So he's still alive.
No, he is
just
not!
Kidding. Just kidding.
Gosh. Man, Mitch.
Just kidding.
Just go sit in the corner.
1912. No, that was stupid.
Because he'd be like 90... He'd be 100.
He'd be 101, Mitch. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
I'm sticking with 1912. You know what? I'm sticking with that.
He'd be 101.
Mitch?
I can't even give you an educated... 1914. 1886.
No.
1890.
1899.
Ah!
Okay.
At the turn of the century.
On this date in what year, the 28th Summer Olympic Games opened in Athens.
Which,
you know, Mitch.
Athens,
that,
Georgia.
You know, Mitch, that's where.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Athens, the first time Athens, Georgia hosted the Olympics.
They hosted the very first Olympics in Athens, Georgia.
Yeah, Athens, Georgia.
I believe you.
Like from the beginning of time, the Romans, they brought it over to Athens, Georgia.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I've always imagined it in Georgia, so I don't. What other Athens? Oh, the ones like in Greece.
Athens isn't in Greece.
In what year was the 28th Summer Olympic Games open in Athens, Greece?
People are going crazy in their car. The first ever, the 28th ever. What did you say?
The 28th Summer Olympic Games.
19. What are we on now? What number are we on now?
I don't know.
You said they only happen every 2 years.
I'm going to make everybody mad and say 96.
I don't even know what the years of the Olympics are. So.
Well, next year
every
there's
4 years.
Well, every 2 years now.
Well, but it's years. It's every 4 years that there's a summer game.
Right.
Because 2 years is winter.
That's right.
2 years winter. So it's every 4 years. Yes.
Hey, Mitch.
Well, so next year's.
I said 96.
So my birth year would have been a year. 92.
2004.
Dang it. I knew it was sooner
than that. Yeah, well. All right, so
ew, I hate this.
No more No more guessing dates, but today is International Left-Handers Day.
Hey, good job, you guys.
It's my best friend's
day. Sorry you look weird.
Yeah? No left-handers?
I know a left-hander. Not in this room, but...
No.
And it's actually Filet Mignon Day.
Do you know what Filet Mignon means?
Yeah.
Yummy steak?
Nope. Yeah. Cute steak.
Cute?
Or little steak. Mignon?
Filet.
So it's like a cute little steak.
Mignon. Yeah,
little
they are steak. Small and they're expensive.
Yeah, they are. It's ridiculous.
But they melt in your mouth.
Yep. Not in your hands.
Okay.
Here you go, Mitch.
No. It's not okay.
It also happens to be my HLP's birthday today.
Yeah?
I don't know if you guys knew that. Today is one of my favorite birthday days in the history of all time.
Yeah?
Yeah. On this day back in...
Mr. Peanut here.
Mr. Peanut. 1970-something. Let's see. He's 70-something. On this day in 1970-something.
No, you. How old is he?
The greatest man in the universe was born. I don't want to say on air. This is, you know...
Is it a big one?
No. Last year was a big one.
Okay.
I want to call him this morning.
Please do. He's
but I don't want to wake him up.
Are you kidding me? He has kids. It might be school time. You're probably not going to wake him up.
I know. I feel like I shouldn't wake him up, but today's Joey Belleville's birthday.
Happy
and he would
birthday.
Be so happy I was playing Oxygen on KLYT. 88.3 FM, KLYT. Wait, we're static radio now.
No,
so we
no.
don't play Oxygen.
No, we do.
I plan on calling him today.
Okay.
I just don't know if I want to do it on the air.
Oh, gosh.
It's my best friend. I don't want to embarrass him.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Joey Belleville. I love you. My HLP! Good dude.
Yeah?
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, is chivalry dead?
Is it?
That was a question that was asked, and the answer may surprise you according to survey results. We'll talk about that on the way. Of course, New Music Tuesday as well coming up.
But first, a little bit of this.
Oh, yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static! We mentioned this last hour. The question of the day... Is chivalry officially dead? 505-338-3700.
Is it?
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. 2/3 of men in a new poll believe women should pick up the tab or at least pay their own way on a date.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's not infuriating at all, actually.
Yeah. Well, according to the same poll, it could be that... For this reason, 84% of men still pick up the tab fully on dates, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
However, in this economically awesome time period that we're living in, maybe dudes just aren't sure. Maybe the first date, because not sure if it's going to work out. It's just one of those first date things. Who knows? Yeah. Women, though, they say they're making an effort. Over half say they've offered to pay their share. But a third secretly hoped he would reject the offer and be chivalrous. Is chivalry dead? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, like I said, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's the question of the day. See, thankfully, I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, isn't it?
I don't have to answer this because, well...
Last night...
I paid for everything!
Last night, I went out to dinner and... My husband didn't have his wallet, and so it was like a...
What?
It was like a... I was like, yeah, no worries. I got this one.
Oh,
I'll pay.
Dude, did you please?
Of course I did.
Okay, good.
Of course I
you
did.
You have to have fun with that.
Yeah.
I love doing that at the grocery store.
Oh.
She's like holding the baby, you know, and there's like all these kids, and I'm just looking at her like, what?
Are you going to pay?
Are you going to pay for this? You going to pick this tab up or... Static!
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What up?
So, all I have to say is... As surely as I live, chivalry shall live.
Aw, oh, yeah.
Are you calling yourself chivalrous?
He's calling himself chivalrous, yo.
All right.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's a chivalrous.
There's no reason why guys can't step up and be kind, even if a date doesn't work out.
There you go. There you go.
Words of
good
wisdom.
Good man. 505-338-3700. Then he says laters.
I want to make him put some money in a jar for that one.
I am a man. Peace on the streets.
I don't know. You know, I think it's up to the older generation to teach these young guys chivalry. Because they just don't get it. Like, I don't remember. Well, actually, Kelly usually opens doors for me. And
that's good.
Although, I don't know if he ever opens my door for me. Like, I'm like, like
static.
My car door. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I've been with my wife for 3 years, and we were dating for two before that, and I still open the door for her almost every day that we go anywhere together.
Good man right there.
Keep that up.
Notice that it's dudes calling.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
No, we need women. Well, like, I'm like my car door, I got that.
So you don't want him to open your car door?
Well, he can. It's going to take a lot longer for him to get in the car and we can go. So.
Wow.
No, it's fine.
Really? Dude, Chrissy's dad, he's like old school, like, cowboy gentleman.
Yeah.
No matter what, anytime like a lady even just like walks in the room, if we're at a table somewhere,
he
stands up immediately, and he'll wait until she's sitting down at the table or she comes and says whatever, and then he'll, you know,
he's
straight up cowboy gentleman. I love it.
I went on a mission trip a few years ago, and where one of the leaders taught all the guys to do that. It's like, no, chivalry is not dead. You will stand up when a woman is walking into this room and pull out her chair for her and get her a drink. And so you have to really teach people that because it doesn't come naturally.
Right, right. What do you guys think? Is chivalry dead? 505-338-3700. Two-thirds of men in a new poll believe women should pick up the tab or at least pay their own way on a date. I don't even like splitting tabs when I'm with my friends. Like, Mateo was here.
Oh, no, it's... no, I got it.
It was like, you know what, dude? I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. We got it. Because I don't want to... No, it took too long because I couldn't split the check or whatever. And it's like trying to do all the math and it just causes like whatever. No. Yeah. My wife actually chimed in on it. She says if a girl picks up the tab or offers... from her perspective, she's not sure that the girl is really interested then.
Yeah, that's how I would feel too.
Yeah. She said if a dude wanted me to pick up my half, it would be the last first date or the last date that they ever,
like, so, unless you just didn't clarify what this was before we went out
like,
together.
Yeah, like, hey, yeah, but that's
even
awkward.
Even then, it's like he should be picking it up.
That's just so awkward. You're like, hey, so I'm like... kind of interested in you, but I don't know where this is going to go. So before we do anything, can we set some boundaries? If we're going to go get coffee, I'll pick up the coffee because
like
that's cheap.
It's but like $4, you know?
But like if we're going to go to dinner and it's expensive, do you think maybe we could just split it down the middle until we decide that maybe this is something we really want to pursue?
And then she's like, actually, yeah. Oh, you wanted to go out tomorrow night? No, I'm going to be really sick tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah.
I plan on being really sick in bed. Sorry.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Is chivalry dead? Question of the day.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
On Static Radio.
I want to know what love is.
Yep.
I want you
Steve-O and Mitch.
Sometimes we just want to know.
Thanks, Foreigner. Lou Graham. Talking about our question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I can't believe that. Two-thirds of men in a new survey think women should pick up the tab or at least pay their own date.
Yeah, is chivalry officially dead?
On the way, yeah.
That's the question.
I feel like it is by that survey.
Hey, 84% of men still pick up the tab, according to this survey. Women, though, say they're making an effort. Over half say they've offered to pay their share, but a third secretly hope the dude would say, no, no, I got this.
Yeah.
What do you think? 505-338-3700. Static!
Morning, Static.
Hi.
Hey, chivalry cannot ever die, nor will it ever die.
Okay.
As long as there are true gentlemen, and I should say that most Christian men are true gentlemen, we will always open doors for ladies. We will always give mothers with small children the right of way, including parking space. We will always pick up the tab on first dates just because there is just a proper pecking order that we just kind of fall through.
There you go. All right.
So, never fear, ladies. Chivalry will not die.
That's good hope. That's
Thank
good
you.
Hope for ladies out there.
But only on the first date?
Static!
What up, y'all?
Hey.
What up?
I gotta throw in there, because I guess this is the perspective that I run into being a college student and not having much money to begin with.
There you go, yeah.
Is picking up the tab is fine and dandy, but I've always been a big fan of meeting me partway. Like, if I'm going to buy the whole dinner, here's a $5 tip. You know, it's not, I'm not asking, you know, I will pull out and open every door for you, you know, but be realistic about the circumstances, especially okay. financially, because sometimes it's not easy. And right. if I had the money, I would do it, but sometimes you just can't do it all the time, you know?
All right. There you go. Good perspective. Yeah. Thanks for the thought.
And have a great day, y'all.
You too, man. 505-338-3700. Sorry.
Kind of going along with that, Thebes said on Facebook, he said, weird, because the same people who were surveyed and the same two-thirds are 33-year-old boys living in their mom's basement playing World of Warcraft. And he followed up and said, if you don't have the money to take a girl out on a date, you don't go out on a date with her. Be men, men.
Wow. All right. There you go, Thebes. Agree, disagree, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Static.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
So I wanted to chime in on this chivalry thing.
Yeah.
And I personally believe that it's still alive, but, you know, it's one of those rare qualities that you find in the few good men that live their life, you know, just right,
right.
You know? And actually, I'm sort of dating this guy, and, you know, I'm one of those women who don't mind picking up the tab. And, you know, like, one time I did it, he got mad at me, and I'm all, I'm sorry. Like, I don't understand why he was mad. And he explained, and he's from a different country, so he explained his culture, you know?
Oh, wow.
He's like, in my culture, he's like, when women are being courted, he's like, they are not expected to pay for anything. I was like, oh.
That's
Where
awesome.
Is he
what
from?
What country is he from?
He's from Kenya.
Okay,
oh,
that's
wow.
cool.
Yeah. And I mean, and they're from a very, like, you know, poor state, you know? So it's like, you know, I mean, and I can only imagine that they're, you know, their lavishment is, you know, a lot
right.
diminished compared to ours, you know, like, you know, going to McDonald's for them might be like going to like Red Lobster for us. You
Dude,
know
it's
what
called
I mean?
The Golden like, Arches just, for a reason. I'm just kidding.
Right?
I'm just kidding.
It's just different. You know what I mean? And so, but
right.
at the same time, I also believe that, you know, for the women, you know, I mean, if a guy is dating you, you shouldn't be picking the most expensive places. You know, if you're trying to get to know a guy, it's not about how much money he's going to spend. It's about how he's going to get to know you.
There you go. I like that option.
All you know, right. So, I mean, chivalry isn't just for men. You know, it's how a woman's going to respond to it.
The question of the day. Is chivalry dead?
Is it?
That's the question we asked this morning. I got an idea for all the dudes out there that are dating, and they're like, dude, but we're college students and we're poor. The Collective.
Hey!
Boom!
What now?
We got an event coming up Friday, this Friday night, actually, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. Collective's a gathering, if you will.
Of it's a consortium.
Yeah, Christian artists, filmmakers, musicians, dancers, writers, all gathering to honor Christ by highlighting their work. There's going to be a high-lit moment
yes.
of Jory Vandergalian, really rad photographer, so they'll be highlighting his art, and Shekinah, an incredible band.
And the best part
Dude.
About all of this?
Free!
It's free.
Yeah, there's plenty of free events that you can latch onto. By the way, mystaticradio.com/events if you would like information on that, or any of our events, because there's plenty of free things that you can do around town. That's like a cool, rad evening.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes, I know, you're like, what? It's art, it's photography, it's... Ladies are going to love it.
Seriously, that and... If you haven't seen Shekinah live, you
Dude,
won't be disappointed.
Shekinah is this incredible, I was going to say post-hardcore, maybe
They're like
not.
Instrumental.
They're, yeah, instrumental.
Rock.
Incredible.
Experimental,
I'm a fan.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
Definitely amazing, and it's all free. It's at 7 p.m. at Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. So dudes, if you're looking for ways to be chivalrous and awesome and date somebody without having to put up a big old bill, there you go.
You could go to dinner, put the bill there.
You're welcome.
Yep. No problem.
I'm just saying, movies are stupid expensive these days.
I know.
So you go out to dinner.
And you don't even get to know them, so what's the point?
You're in the Knob Hill area. Go support a local shop down there, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kick it local style.
That's right.
Go to the Lobo Theater. Yeah, be a hippie.
You don't have to be a hippie.
Hipster.
Be hipster.
Actually, that whole,
always
like,
walk on the more. Outside of her.
Heck yeah.
Walk. Did you walk on the outside of her?
I always, my wife, my boys, especially you if you're walking the down outside. The, you walk close and to the street.
And I feel like there's a disservice to me if I, doesn't matter who I'm walking with, if it's a guy, you're walking on the outside of me. I don't care who you are. And yeah. I feel like you're really yeah. missing out if you're not.
Is chivalry dead? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. Take a couple more Facebook comments and then gotta take a quick break because we got New Music Tuesday.
Yes, on Facebook in regards to chivalry and whether or not it is dead. Robert says, as a father of five with three boys, I am trying to raise them to be chivalrous. There's a quote I tell them that sums it up. Chivalry never died. The gentleman in most men did. Being male is a matter of birth. Being a man is a matter of age. But being a gentleman is a matter of choice.
Wow, that's really good.
Wow. I think I need to get that like tattooed on me or something.
Why would you need that tattooed on you?
So when somebody's being a jerk, hey, read this.
Hey, read my forearm. Huh? Yeah.
Take the time.
Read it.
It might work.
Be some really small print. You have a tiny forearm. Yeah. Like this really long, like, no, just keep reading. Keep reading.
Did you need a magnifying
glass?
All
the way to the bottom? Do you need me to scroll? Yeah. Can you scroll down my forearm? Are we good? All right.
Tell me when. Is that good?
Steve-O and Mitch.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour.
Don't take money.
Nope. Don't
take fame. However, apparently it does take some money.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Credit card is a little bit necessary sometimes.
Earlier, we asked the question of the day. We're bringing it back for the 9 o'clock hour.
Is chivalry dead?
Two-thirds of men in a new poll believe women should pick up the tab or at least pay their own way on a date. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, of note, according to this survey, 84% of men still pick up the tab. So that's good news. Only 16% of dudes don't. Women say they're making an effort. Over half of them say they've offered to pay their share, but a third of them secretly hoped it would be rejected, that the dude would be a gentleman and take care of it.
Okay, so I feel like if I were to go out on a date, I'd be like, no, I got it. And if they were like, no, I got it, I probably wouldn't fight it.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like you should just say what you mean. Like, if you don't got it, if you don't want to pick up the tab, don't offer to help. I don't know. I'm a dude, though.
What? I want to offer to help.
But you don't really want him to accept the offer.
No.
Because if here's the thing.
And he's not going
Ladies,
to.
Let me be honest. If you offer to help and then he accepts that offer, can you really be bummed with him? Because you're the one that offered. So say what you mean. If you think, man, I'm gonna offer to help pay for this date, hoping that he's a gentleman and pays for it.
Okay, so if he isn't a gentleman and he does have you help pay for it, then there you go. That was
your
date.
But is he not a gentleman? If you put it out there, hey, I understand that, wow, that meal was really expensive. Hey, let me help pay for it. And you offer that out there without him saying, hey, I could use some help. And then he accepts it. Is that really ungentlemanly?
Know.
Because you're the one that threw it out there. You're the one. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't have to worry about this. I'm married.
Neither do I.
We have one sole bank account. There's no like, hey, well, if you pay for the water bill, I'll pay for our groceries. No. We are one. The two become one flesh in one bank account.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have plenty of friends who still have separate accounts, but not for the Jeter household. Static!
Hey, this is Mom Fernando.
In my case,
I would think if the guy asks the lady out, then he should pay. But if the girl asks out, then she should pay.
Okay.
All right.
Mom Fernando, are you listening through the Gallup translator?
Yes, but do you know what? Remember I told you guys when I could park on a hill behind our house, we could get you? I can't catch you guys.
Okay. Oh, no. Just checking. We got a call from our engineer yesterday, so I wanted to make sure because I was like, wait, Mom Fernando's listening, but I heard sad news that a little piece of equipment went poof yesterday. So I wanted to see if that was true.
It is.
No, I can catch you about probably like maybe 2 miles coming into Gallup.
Okay.
But going home, I used to catch you guys all the way, but I can't anymore. But
all right. It was weak signal.
Yeah.
All right, we're working on that, actively working to get that back to full power. So.
But anyway, that's my input. But like I said, when I dated my husband, he paid. Well, actually, that's not true. I paid for everything.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Mom Fernando.
Okay.
All
guys,
right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. So basically, she says if the dude asks the girl out, he should pay. But if the girl asks the dude out, she should pay?
This is so confusing.
Static.
Hey, so you guys were talking about translators and equipment. I can no longer hear 107.1 in Los Alamos.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
107.1 FM, KNKT, our sister station you can't get.
Well, some dorky, dumpy station knocks 107.1 out.
Okay, I was going to say, here, let me get the man on.
So yeah, remember? Yeah. There's a new. Actually, I think it might be a low power in Los Alamos that turned on. But you can still download our app, the KNKT app, or log on to KNKT.com and stream it there.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700. The phone number, question of the day, is chivalry dead? Static.
Hey, I don't believe it is, and I'm still teaching my three sons how to be chivalrous. My three-year-old knows how to open a door for a lady.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah, my 14-year-old still knows how to say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I put it to them that they don't treat a lady with respect. As for those college guys saying that they're poor and broke, I think that chivalry kind of pushes a guy to show his true colors and know how to be romantic.
There you go,
man. If you don't have the money, you come up with something better.
I like that.
Nice.
Right on. Thanks for the comment.
No problem.
All right.
Later.
So anyways, we're talking about the question of the day. Chivalry, is it dead?
Or is
you
it
can get
dead?
Your thoughts in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm telling you, man.
Apparently, 2/3 of men in a new survey think that women should pick up the tab or at least help pay their half of it. I don't understand. Like, really?
Yeah. I think this sums it up perfectly. Imagine, if you will, a 30-something doing a kickflip. Chivalry ain't dead, yo! Then he moonwalks away. I mean, that says it all.
To this song.
Much is true. Spando Ballet. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. You know, we're talking about chivalry and, you know, being chivalrous. Gentlemen, don't be that guy. According to a new survey, which spawned a book, actually, top 5 regrets of the dying. Number 5, wish I'd let myself be happier. Number 4, wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. Number 3, gentlemen, wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Number 2 is a little interesting. Number 2 says, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. That's number two. The number one regret from people on their deathbed. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. It was the most common regret because people look back at dreams that went unfulfilled, things they wish they had done, but they didn't have the courage, they didn't have the conviction, they didn't have the whatever to step out, do that. What are you supposed to do, bro?
What are you supposed to do?
Boom!
What now?
Yes! Truth bombs! Anyways.
Ouch.
Is chivalry dead? That's the question of the day.
What, ready?
Now hopefully dudes will be a little more, I don't know. What, yes, I think I'm ready.
I have some Facebook comments for
let's
you.
Let's hear them!
Okay. Nate says, is there a difference between chivalry and general kindness? I mean, I'll hold the door for anyone. To me, being chivalrous should be common sense. Being kind and being a gentleman is fun. Seeing people smile and knowing you made that happen is a great feeling. Being the kind of man you want your daughter to be with, on the same token, be the kind of woman you want your son to be with. Just my thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Matthew says, think about it this way. Chivalry is not dead. It's like diamonds, just rare to find.
Is it that rare to find? I feel like we've had a lot of dudes calling and saying, hey, man. I'm chivalrous.
But that's from their perspective.
I'm a good dude. Static.
Dudes, what's up?
Shane.
Hey. What are you guys doing, man?
Sitting here talking.
Oh, just talking chivalry.
Uh-huh.
Talking chivalry. You're chivalrous, aren't you?
Me?
Aren't you?
Sure. I don't want to brag. I don't want to say like, I don't want to say, well, I don't, I mean, I don't want to be like, heck yeah, I am.
He held the door open for me this morning.
Well, that's what you're expecting the listening audience to do.
Touche, my friend. No, yeah, dude. I would like, call myself a chivalrous dude. I hold the door open for, what? Not just, I hold the door open for anyone.
Whoa, wait. Okay, let me say this. For you, because you're my friend, and I want it to count. Dude, you're an awesome guy. You always hold the door open for your wife. Right?
Yeah.
You're always very polite. I see the way that you behave around children and your community at large. You're eager to help. You're always putting them first.
Stop it.
And so I would say, having witnessed you in society, by and large, dude, you are a chivalrous dude.
Thank you.
So there you go. I can't really say whether I am or not.
You're definitely a chivalrous dude there, Shane.
I don't know. But I'll say this for myself, because this is what I can say. Dude, yes, I'm not. My wife and I have been married 5 years together, seven years now, two beautiful children, super blessed, and I still open her car door for her. Yeah. I still get her seatbelt for her.
Wait. Seatbelt? You get her seatbelt for her?
Yeah, I pull it out for her so that she can just take it and then clip it.
Crap. I've got some catching up to do.
Did I one-up you?
Yeah, you did. It's really good. I mean, you've already went up me, because I always thought I was like a not like chivalrous or noble, but just like I feel like I'm a nice enough dude where no matter what, I'll hugs all around. I love meeting new people,
course.
And I'm like a huggy dude, and I love.
Yes.
But you're like a kissy dude, like kiss on the cheek for dudes and ladies alike. You're just like, yeah, plant one on it. Yes,
I love you, dude.
Love
that's
humans.
The thing, right? There's no faking that, dude.
There
you
is
know?
None faking that. You and my father-in-law are like the two men I know who just I can always expect. I'm gonna get some scruff right here on this cheek. Because when I see you, the lips are planted.
Dude,
the greeting with the holy kiss.
So
I love you
much.
Too, buddy.
Your father-in-law, by the way, talk about a chivalrous dude.
Yeah. He man, set the bar high. I got some catching up to do, man.
That guy is so awesome. Yeah, it's one of those dudes that you meet and you're like, that's the measure of a man.
Right!
You're like, if I could get like half as good as that dude,
man,
I'm doing something right. Yeah. He always, no matter how I'm feeling, that guy always makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, man, I love you guys, dude. I want you guys to have an amazing week.
You too.
You too.
All right, God bless you guys.
God bless you too. Good old Shane.
He just said bye to me.
Here's the thing. He brings up a great point. The idea of making others around you feel welcome and better. Chivalry to me, or maybe it's just gentlemanliness.
Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah.
It's not just for the ladies, holding a door for a lady. I feel like that should be universal. Mm-hmm. Like he said, like my father-in-law. That dude, he's an incredible man. Mm-hmm. And he'll stand for the ladies. He'll hold doors. He'll take his hat off. He's old school in that way. But with the men as well, the handshake, the hug, he totally rocks. He'll plant a kiss on your cheek. He just loves you.
Yeah.
And it just brightens your day. And I feel like if more people acted that way, who knows? Maybe it'll become contagious.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know. Go stand up and start what? Would you like me to come?
What do you mean you don't know?
Maybe.
You're supposed to be like, yeah, let's... And then we were going to jump in the air and high five freeze frame?
Okay,
you just
ruined the ending
of Breakfast Club for me. You're just totally...
Spoiler alert! What if somebody hasn't seen the end of Breakfast Club yet?
That's not how the Breakfast Club ends. It just seems like how a John
like
Hughes movie should
all
end.
All of them freeze frame.
Yeah!
Okay, I'm going to read Facebook comments
now. Yes.
Matt on Facebook says, it is alive and well. Chivalry has always been the same. Our society has warped what that looks like, and we as people have changed. Several months ago, I was sitting in a restaurant by myself waiting for food that I was going to take home. I saw this elderly couple. If I had to guess, I would say they were in their late 70s. The woman seemed to be able to walk just fine, and her husband looked to be in pain. Still made it a point to have her wait for him and hold the door open.
Mm. I love that when I see elderly couples like kicking it and he's still like
holding hands
and he's being a gentleman and help. Oh, dude.
Yeah. I've been with my girlfriend almost a year now, and to this day I still make it a point to keep my jacket in the car if she gets cold, get the door, pay the tab if I have the money, remind her of how I feel, show her she's the only woman in my heart. Chivalry is not dead. Not yeah. with me.
Yeah. Good thoughts today, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Fun for the whole family. On Static Radio.